You are listening to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. We will be coming to you each and every day with uncensored, in-depth analysis of everything you need to know to win your fantasy leagues this season. You can follow us on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, or join the Facebook discussion groups, www.facebook.com/groups/Friends of Fantasy Benefits. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes, and send us a copy or screenshot of it to friendsoffantasybenefits@gmail.com or on Twitter, at Fantasy Benefits, for a chance to get into one of our listener leagues or other prizes. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Friends of Fantasy Benefits Baseball Podcast. I'm Justin Mason, lead fantasy writer and analyst for Friends of Fantasy Benefits. Joining me on this episode of the Prospect Minute is Matt Thompson. Matt, how you doing?
I'm damn good, man. Got out of work early. That's always a good day, right?
Yeah, that's a fantastic day.
Got out early, beat the traffic. Well, and I have like a 7-minute commute home from work now because I just switched jobs, so that's not terrible either. So
no, that's a pretty nice commute. I mean, I have a 10-minute commute, and I know that's super short. So
yeah,
so we're making all the listeners jealous.
Oh yeah, but the only problem is it's hard to listen to my podcast on my short commute. So
yeah, makes it tougher. You're super far behind.
Yeah, well, I'm getting there, but these team previews are great. So hopefully everybody's enjoying them, and we've been getting good feedback for our work, surprisingly, Justin. So I'm good. I'm good with that.
Well, it's really easy for me when I kind of just piggyback off everything you say. So it's like I don't really have to do a lot.
You're offering a good opinion. You're surprising me with your prospect knowledge this season, so it's good.
Well, I appreciate it. Before we jump right into the Tigers system, why don't we just mention where you can be found on Twitter. Matt can be found on Twitter at MDTompFWFB. I can be found on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. And definitely hit us up because we're always down to answer questions.
Oh, yeah, sure. Again, I'm getting a lot of dynasty questions lately. I'm going to have a top 200 or so out when all the team previews are done, so be sure to check that out. I'm sure we'll tweet it out a few times. So.
I'm sure, yeah. Let's go ahead and jump right into the Tigers. Are there any guys that are close to the majors that might have an impact this year?
Yeah, I mean, the system is pretty bad. And the immediate help, I don't think there's a lot of guys, but there's two guys in particular that I want to highlight that I think can be guys you get for essentially nothing, but provide a little bit of value. The first guy I'll start off, not necessarily in order of preference. Well, yeah, actually this is because I do like this guy. Jacoby Jones, not the kick returner or the wide receiver from the Ravens or Texans or Titans, whatever the hell teams he was on. But this one's the former infielder, now outfielder, that's from the Pittsburgh Pirates, came over to Detroit in the Joaquin Soria trade. He's got that power and speed combination, and you know how that is in fantasy circles. That instantly puts you on fantasy baseball radar, as it should. Jones, the really good, really fast, really quick bat. When he makes contact, you know, it's always hard contact. I kind of liken him to like a Randall Grichuk in that sense. Like when he hits the ball, he drives it. But the problem is, you notice when I said when, because the hit tool is a little bit behind. I think he's a guy, if given a full slate of at bats, which he might, because I think right now I think he has to be the starting center fielder in Detroit. I think he's going to beat Tyler Collins out for that job. I think Jones is a guy. He could hit 240 post decent OBPs and hit 20 homers and steal 15 bags. And he's going for literally nothing right now in any draft format I've seen. Even AL only, he's going for nothing. So he's a guy to keep on your radar. He's interesting. I mean, I comped him earlier last season. I comped him to Mark DeRosa because he's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. But I think now, I mean, he's played shortstop, he's played second base, he's played third. Now he's primarily a center fielder, which is nice because he's going to get regular at bats. I wish he walked a little more. I mean, he's patient enough, but he's patient enough to get down in the count and strike out, but he doesn't really judge that into walks. So, I mean, the floor is pretty low in this upside play I'm giving you guys, but the upside is pretty damn good for nothing. So Jacoby Jones is a guy to look for sure.
Okay. What about other guys that are close to the major leagues?
Well, Detroit, I know we don't like reliever prospects too much, but Joe Jimenez is a guy for them. He's been on our fantasy radars for a while, actually, because I think – he's one of the rare guys. I mean, K-Rod is still there, unless they trade K-Rod. Detroit's in a weird situation. I don't know if they're going for it or not. They kind of seem to be stuck in the middle. If K-Rod ever gets traded in the middle of this season, I would not be surprised if Jimenez gets inserted directly into the closer role, which is rare for prospects to do. Normally, you have to pay your dues, you know what I mean? But he's got the nasty stuff, man. Between three different levels last year, high A, double A, and triple A, he pitched 53 innings, only allowed 26 hits, and struck out 78. That's pretty good. 17 walks, that's good. Only one homer allowed. Everything's good. 30 out of 31 in save ops in the minors last year. The fastball gets up to 97, sits primarily 94, 96, but it has a ton of movement. The slider is destroys right-handed pitchers, and he buries it to lefties. I think he's a definite reliever. I don't want to put him in the, you know, Dylan Betances mode if he's not closing. You know, he's not like that, but he's a guy who can get you. He can even provide you some value in AL only as soon as he's up, even if he's not closing, because the strikeouts and the whip will be nice. So I know it's not a super sexy guy, but I mean, you want value and he can give it to you.
Okay. Anybody else is close, or are we starting to move farther away?
And unfortunately for Tigers fans, we are moving farther away.
All right. Who's farther away in the system but might have some upside?
I love Matt Manning. Matt Manning is one of my favorite pitchers in the draft list this year. He was kind of off my radar when he got picked. I was kind of surprised that Detroit took him ninth overall. I kind of thought he would go in the 30 to 40 range, but he has frontline stuff, and it's – it's really nice. Sitting mid-90s for his first professional season, touch 98. Throws a power curveball. It's like a 12-6 downer. Starts at the eyeballs, ends at the ankles. It's a nasty pitch. The changeup, it's not there yet. It's going to be the key to what his future is. He's got the 2-plus pitches already in the fastball and the curveball. The changeup needs to come around. He's still really raw. I mean, he's only 18 years old. He just got drafted now. And the weird thing with Detroit's draft, right? Drafts are, what, 40 rounds now?
Take
a guess. How many high school players did Detroit draft this year?
Two.
Three.
That's pretty good.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them was Maglio Ordonez's kid. And then
so I remember they drafted him, but I couldn't remember the other one. I mean, yeah, Detroit is not known for drafting high school.
No.
They tend to want to draft college ready, you know, bats, college ready arms, guys who can help them quickly in the majors, because they're, for the last decade or so, they've been in the hunt, and so they want fast help. They don't want to have to develop. And you know, they've had Dombrowski for how long before he went over to the Red Sox? So I mean, anytime they got a prospect, they're like, "Here, take him for nothing."
Pretty much. The next, I guess, my favorite bat in the lower minors in this system is Kristen Stewart, the kid out of University of Tennessee. The main tool, the really only plus tool here is the power, and I think it's 30 homer power, but I'm not sure if he gets to it because of the hit tool. He strikes out a lot too much, actually. The average speed is average. He had 131 strikeouts last year in 128 games. That's not good. But he did walk. He had 86 walks in that same span. So the approach plays up, which might make the hit to a play up. But he's a power guy only, no defense. He's a really poor left fielder, actually. Limited to left field, pretty poor. probably not going to hit against lefties, so he's a platoon guy with good power. I mean, kind of caps the value, but he's still a nice prospect in that sense. Bo Burrows last year was their first-round pick. I like the fastball. The curve and the changeup are average. The command is average. But he fits right. He's right up Detroit's alley. Hard throwing right-handers. That's what they draft. That's what they do. The command and control aren't elite, but they're damn good for a kid his age. The strikeouts, I would like to see more. But he's more of a ground ball guy. His fastball's 91-93. Gets some life on it. Pounds the ball into the dirt. That's the plan there. That's it as far as high upside guys. I mean, there's guys like Tyler Alexander, little lefty back-end guy who's command control, three average pitches, nothing above average except for the command, which makes all pitches play up. But every organization's got those, but not every organization has a guy like that as their sixth or seventh best prospect, but that's where we are right now. The fastball is low 90s, high 80s, kind of that kind of deal. Everyone's going to ask about Derek Hill, the first-round pick from 2014. He's a defense guy, defensive center fielder, plus range, plus speed. But the hit tool projects to be average, hasn't shown it yet, and there's virtually very limited power, and what power there is not going to be home run power. It's going to be doubles and triples. Kyle Funkhauser is a guy that gets a lot of name value, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, the Dodgers took him in the first round out of Louisville. He didn't sign. Decided, hey, I'm going to go back to school. Didn't work out because then he came back and he was a fourth-round pick by Detroit. So he left about $1 million on the table. And his stock is probably about the same as it was. Fastball is actually sitting 91-94, which is a couple of ticks lower than I remember it being reported. Not saying that was accurate information, but 91-94 is a little bit less than what I recall him throwing. The slider is gone backwards. It was a plus pitch. Now it's probably just average. The changeup has developed into an average pitch. He's a fastball guy. He's probably a reliever for me. The command is below average. But there's not a lot of exciting assets here. Jose Azucar is a potential. He's way low. He's in the lower minors. He's got a potential to be an average speed guy or a plus speed guy with an average hit tool, but he's not efficient on the bases. He's attempted 54 stolen bases in his minor league career. He's been thrown out 16 times. I mean, that tells you a lot right there, right? The instincts aren't there. He's raw. Like I said, he's an international free agent. He's a real small guy, 5'11", 165. He's going to have to grow into that. An under-the-radar guy that I do like, not love, I mean, Michael Gerber. He's a left-handed hitting outfielder. Was limited to probably right or left field. Average arm probably makes him better in left. Average across the board, no plus skills. But in a system like this, that guy might play. I'm not saying you should go rush out and pick up Michael Gerber, but don't be surprised if he carves out a decent role out here. But, I mean, a lot of the other guys in the system, Sandy Baez, Spencer Turnbull, Victor Alcantara, who they just got from the Angels, they're all pitchers that have their flaws. They throw hard, don't know where it's going, don't have off-speed pitches. A.J. Simcox is one of my personal favorites, probably not from a fantasy realm. He's probably a utility guy that can hit a little bit. He was also taken from Tennessee, just like Stewart was and their college teammates. He's a guy that's better than all of his parts, you know what I mean? A league average guy that can play probably anywhere on the diamond, but that's not exciting for fantasy purposes, and that about rounds out the system, man. It's not very good.
All right. Well, that'll wrap us up. Like I said, you can reach Matt on Twitter at MDTopFWFB. You can reach me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. Email the show, friendsoffantasybenefits.com or at gmail.com. If you send us a 5-star review either via email or Twitter, make sure you get into a listener league. We're eligible to win other prizes. People seem to really be enjoying these prospect minutes, so we're going to continue doing them. We're a little over halfway through, I believe, at this point. So,
oh yeah,
you know, kind of coming down the home stretch. So
please be sure to read the articles going out with us too. The articles are more in depth. I mean, we try to keep these podcasts a little bit shorter, because, you know, we're giving you a lot of content on the Major League side. So in order to get the full experience with these prospect pods, please check out the articles on the site that go along with the team that come out that day.
And check out everything we got going up on the site. A lot of things going up, articles. We have our ranks up there that are updated usually about every week to week and a half. And a lot of other great stuff, including a ton of podcasts, as you know. because you probably have a ton of podcasts yet to play in your podcast aggregator. So definitely
first world problems, man. First
yeah, exactly. Problems. Hopefully you're enjoying everything. So for Matt and myself, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic baseball season.